today. Busy this hour. The Golden Girls will be here. I wonder if we can get Ellen Radner to admit that this latest email on the Benghazi situation is exactly what we've been talking about for how long. And is it a smoking email? In other words, is it the aha, there is some there moment? I don't know. Anyway, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum, Ellen from the left, Blanquita from the right, the Golden Girls here 20 past. We're going to talk with a woman in charge of economic development efforts, new position in Tioga. We're talking Tioga today at the bottom of the hour. What else we got going for you? We're going to talk with a expert on Common Core. A lot of calls, a lot of questions, a lot of concern from a lot of folks in our audience about Common Core. Dr. Duke Pesta, professor at the University of Wisconsin, traveling the country explaining the realities of Common Core. He'll be in Fargo and Bismarck early next month, which, by the way, starts tomorrow. So we'll get some Common Core 101 from a pro today on the program. And then, of course, Wednesday means Talk Radio Town Hall, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. News headlines. The Little Falls situation has been resolved with a rather quick judgment by the jury of guilty of everything that he was charged with. A lot of our audience thought that was the appropriate charge, given what we'd learned from the trial. But there were a few folks that thought it was inappropriate. So your reaction to that news. The NBA has banned the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, for life. Fined him $2.5 million. He says the team's not for sale. By the way, the NAACP says that's not enough. Some politicians calling on fans to boycott the game, so more there. You know, what I think is good about this is that supposedly this stuff had been known among some. In other words, this wasn't some lightning bolt where this guy comes out spewing this stuff. A lot of folks had known about this before, and so he got caught. You know, it reminded me of a conversation we had recently about, and actually was in the context of the Byron Smith case in Little Falls, that there's purpose and worth to every life. And it was a quote from Ronald Reagan talking about that what's good will ultimately prevail. And I think this is a case of sort of the bully or, you know, the in this case, I guess not necessarily a bully, but you could call him a bully, the bad guy. You can't hide who you are. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. And it did with this guy. And I think that's appropriate, to tell you the truth. So, he got what he wanted. I hope the story can go away now. Right? Not according to the NAACP. They want more. By the way, telephone numbers to weigh in here at 855-200-1776. On the program, 855-200-1776. What else? Oh, Craig Cobb. Yes, that sad chapter we've had to follow for the good folks down at Leith, North Dakota. Craig Cobb ends up getting basically a slap on the wrist. Now, he did spend, nearly 140 days in jail. But he basically is out free man as of yesterday. And some of the folks in Leith are outraged at the plea deal. Grab my copy of the Bismarck Tribune here so I can give you the exact details of his sentence here today. He'd been jailed since November on charges of terrorizing Leith residents after planning to turn Leith into a neo-Nazi settlement. Released on a plea agreement that reduced all but one of the felony charges to misdemeanor, with time served and 4 years probation. He did manage to say he regretted his actions, plans to go to Missouri if that state will take his probation. And it sounds like Cobb was the only guy who left the hearing happy with the deal. The mayor of Leith, councilman, quite upset with the Grant County Assistant State's Attorney, Todd Schwartz. What's your take on this today? Also, we've talked recently a lot about the low deer population and what to do about it. The latest decision by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department concerning the 2014 deer gun season, 11,500 fewer chances to draw into a tag than a year ago. 48,000 licenses will be offered. That's the lowest total since 1980. And it's partly because, despite the numbers being down last year, the number of tags offered, hunter success was only 55%. And they want 70%. So they're going to keep lowering it and try and build up the population. The Game and Fish folks are confident most of you will agree with that. I want to verify that today. Did they make the right call? Let us know what you think at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 today on the program. And let's see, what else? Bad news on a court decision. The Obama administration jumping up and down because they received court backing to use the EPA to come at coal. Something else we need to worry about in the great state of North Dakota. But the only firewall left is the courts. And when the courts start going the other way, it's time to be a bit concerned. And I am, and we should be, without question. I posted a story last night on Facebook from the Bowman Extra newspaper down in Bowman, North Dakota. Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, spoke at a chamber function down there. And some Democrats yesterday were pushing this story around, suggesting that it was outrageous that the lieutenant governor, Drew Wrigley, had attacked Clay Jenkinson, a columnist, a academic, a constant critic, although he claims otherwise, of oil and gas development. So I was interested to read the story and try and assess whether there was, in fact, an attack. And here's what constituted the attack. Specifically referencing Clay Jenkinson and his public opposition to expanded oil drilling and the state's practices when handling oil-related legislation. The lieutenant governor said, "We draw natural resources that God gave us from the earth, and we do it in a way that reflects and respects the, respects the environment. But we also recognize that you don't have a God-given right to never see a wellhead going up and down." Wrigley said Jenkinson, who resides near his home in Bismarck, can leave his home's lights on for 2 weeks at a time, drive his Jeep and fly around the world, and thinks that no one would ever have to extract any oil from the ground. That's not the way the world works. Well, I think that's a fair point about a lot of folks in the environmental community, right? I mean, run around in their private jets and then suggest that they, you know, there's a certain amount of hypocrisy there. So I think what he's saying is, since he lives near Jenkinson, the guy, you know, leaves his lights on for 2 weeks and he's, you know, worried about conservation. Driving all the time in that Jeep, flying all the way around the world, and then being the constant critic. Anyway, it's a commentary. It's, in my view, mildly humorous. I don't think it's an attack. And it was called ad hominem attack, and, you know, my gosh. Hey, let's get Matt in Fargo here on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Well, I'm just calling about the sterling silver fiasco. And, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, this guy got recorded in a private conversation. It's not something he intended to be public. We don't have much context around it. And now he's suffering pretty much the death penalty as far as being an owner is concerned, or at least it seems like he might. He might sue. But, I mean, do we have any privacy rights at all anymore? What if some owners are saying something denigrating about women or... or homosexuals, or Christians, or Muslims, or Jews.
Interesting
or...
point. Interesting point. Sorry, we're up against the clock, Matt, but we'll take that as food for thought.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Scott Hennon here for my friends at Minnesota's Premier Resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Swing season is here as we get ready for Leech Lake to open up and all the snow melting away. The fun season about to be here. Don't let it get you down the swing season. Treat yourself to a fantastic escape at one of Minnesota's Premier Resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's some deals. Now through May 22nd, book a massage in the award-winning Aveda Spa, $1 per minute. That's right, 60-minute massage, $60, 80 minutes, $80. You get the idea. The Copper Door Aveda Spa, one of the best. And, you know, this is a good time for good lodging prices. So check out the website, chaseonthelake.com, for different deals. But Chase has told me about a deal I know you're going to love. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase for only $59 a night. Plan ahead, get ready for it. That's over Mother's Day weekend and fishing opener. $59 a night based on availability. So the idea is get it in now. Chaseonthelake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on What's on Your Mind. So Matt before the break says, you know, look, it's a privacy issue with this Sterling guy. Interesting take on that. Ben, you wanted to weigh in on this and a few other things before we get the Golden Girls on here. Or Len, I'm sorry, not Ben. Len, yeah. Driving I-94 outside of Fargo. What's on your mind on this NBA hubbub?
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to comment on the Byron Smith thing first. Life member of the NRA, concealed carry permit, or concealed carry permit holder, Minnesota. Graduate of Little Falls High School, so I know of, you know, a few of the people that are involved in this. And as far as I'm concerned, the guy committed murder, and he got exactly what he deserved. He got less than what he deserved. If I was a father of one of them kids, I would have killed him already. You shoot him possibly one time, but to go up and put bullets in their head when they're laying on the ground, that's flat-out murder. And I can't comprehend how somebody can defend what he did. My two cents on that. Sterling thing.
What happened to Ben? Len. Keep calling Len Ben for some reason. I think we inadvertently cut him off when we went to this other caller here. Who's next? Well, that's Ellen on two. Ellen, are you there?
I am.
Okay, all right. Well, sorry, Len. You call back, and we'll let you get your two cents in on the NBA Sterling thing while we get the view of the Golden Girls. From the left, Ellen Radner, and from the right, Blanquita Cullum. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning. I am totally flipped out, Scott. And on this one, you're going to agree with me and not the Golden Girl, Blanquita, about the death penalty in Oklahoma.
Okay, yes. There's another story that that we've not even mentioned yet today, but you're talking specifically about not necessarily the death penalty itself, but the administration in this case of the.
Well, I'm against the death penalty, and so then what happened was disgusting, even more disgusting.
Yeah, botched deal, without question. Well, you should be at least gratified they've put everything on hold to try and figure out what the heck went wrong down there. I'm against the death penalty too, so I'm going to agree with you there. I don't know what you think should have been done differently in Oklahoma specifically on how they administered. It's a lethal injection there, I guess, and it went bad. Basically, that's what we know about it, right?
Right.
So what are you totally flipped out about?
I'm flipped out that they did. I'm flipped out that they botched it, and of course Blanquita, who's into retribution. Please, yeah, go for it.
Well, look, this is a guy who shot his girlfriend, then he buried her alive. Okay? If I were the parent, do you think I care whether that guy suffered? No, I really don't. Do I think that we should have a lethal injection that kills people appropriately and humanely? Yes. But on this guy, I'd have more sympathy if he'd had a little bit more sympathy for the woman that he buried alive. Can you imagine? It's like an Edgar Allan Poe movie. Or book when you read the story about burying people alive. That's just obscene.
Well, thank you, Blanquita, for recognizing his offense, because I didn't even hear that, right? I mean, in a lot of the news coverage, I heard about the botched situation down there, which is obviously tragic, and they need to get that figured out. But as you say, think what the family's going through. And
buried a young woman alive. Can you imagine the horror of that?
No, good point. Good point. Okay, Len is back. Len, sorry. You were about to weigh in on the Donald Sterling case, and we'll let the ladies give us their take on your take. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you: Do you think words should have meaning, and that you should use the proper word to describe what you're trying to convey?
Of course.
Okay, and I'm not. You know, when I ask you that, I don't want to put you on the defensive, because I haven't heard you misuse this word, but I've heard every national newscast misuse it. Everybody is saying that he's being punished for racist comments. I didn't hear any racist comments. Racism is the belief that one race is superior to the other. So I, as a white person, say I don't like black people and I am better than black people because I am white. That is racism. But to say that I don't like black people and I don't want to hang out with black people, that is bigoted. He did not, unless he said something that I didn't hear, and I believe I've heard everything because the news plays it over and over and over, he didn't say anything that was racist. And I wish people would stop using, every time something happens, they use the term racism. And they're using it improperly. And I just don't understand why we can't use the proper words to describe things correctly. And, you know, I heard something last night that made a lot of sense that makes you think. You know, with all the surveillance that we are under right now, what would happen, or what do you think would happen if, say, a congressman wants to cut the budget of the NSA, and the congressman had a private conversation where he said something that was a little spicy that he didn't want people to hear, and the NSA comes to him and they say, well, guess what? We have this tape on you, and, you know, if you decide to go through and cut our budget, you know, we're going to make
it. You know, let me just tell you something. What I tell our staff at Talk Radio News, don't say or write anything, given this age of surveillance, that you don't want on the front page of the Washington Post.
But that said, Ellen, look, I mean, here's my thought on it. I don't like what the guy said. I do believe that woman will be held accountable under the law for taping him illegally because what he said was a private conversation out of his own home. Clearly, he's kind of a jerk. But the question is this, you know, where does the right of privacy happen? Who gets to have the right of privacy? Do you get to have a conversation with someone and they don't advise you that they're taping you? I mean, the ramifications from the public, they're going to boycott him. He's been punished. But there is a lot deeper than just his bigoted slash racist point of view. I also think she set him up because I think she wanted to either get retribution. She let him on, if you listen to it, encouraged him. Doesn't make his response right. Doesn't make his point of view right. Clearly, he was jealous. But frankly, when do we have any privacy left? And can you even be yourself? And should you be yourself? So, frankly, I'd rather know what people think and who they are and have them be forthcoming.
That's an interesting take. And Matt, earlier, a caller before you were on, just before the break, kind of raised this issue as well. And it's funny. I mean, we all, the NSA example being a good one, say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? What right to privacy? Nobody's asking about this guy's right to privacy. They're saying he's a jerk, pile on, he does subscribe to a different set of rules as an NBA owner. So the NBA has the right to go, hey, you're reflecting badly on the league, so see you later, bye. I don't know why it necessarily is one guy's comments reflecting badly on the whole league. You know, look, he said some things that were stupid, and to me it reflects on him. And the LA Clippers, I don't all of a sudden think, oh, now the NBA, a bunch of racist owners. I don't think that, but
well, my brother's partially owner of an NBA team, and he's not racist.
I think all of a sudden Michael Ratner, or so Bruce Ratner is a bigot because some goofball in LA is. Anyway,
is it more racist to start an all-black team?
Yeah, no kidding.
I question that. Is it more because then do we have all black teams playing with all black teams or all white teams playing with all white teams? That is even what Martin Luther King would want. I mean, he would want to see, his vision was to see little black and white children playing together. And that's really what our country is for.
All right. Len, appreciate the call. Ellen, the Benghazi smoking memo. Have you concerned at all? 10 seconds to answer.
No. How's that for fast?
Yeah, why doesn't that surprise me? More on that tomorrow. I wanted to spend some time on that today, but we'll do it tomorrow, right here.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Electric Light Orchestra. It's Wednesday, last day of April. Goodbye. Put it in the rearview mirror. Give me spring. Give me summer right around the corner. Welcome back, folks, to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our 10 o'clock hour today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Also, we're going to chat with a Common Core expert that is visiting North Dakota in the coming days. Why? Well, to talk about Common Core and his concerns about it. He's in the University of Wisconsin system. And it's being brought in by Common Core opponents to expose some things that they're concerned about. So we'll talk with him coming up. And what else have we got for you? Oh, by the way, the premier of Farmlands happening tonight in Fargo. Be a guest of the North Dakota Soybean Council. I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk Tioga. Melissa Cook is the new economic development director in Tioga, North Dakota. Of course, home to KTGO, our Bakken oil patch affiliate. And so we have a soft spot for the great community of Tioga, North Dakota, and look forward to Melissa's efforts in attracting more economic development to the great city of Tioga. Melissa, welcome to the program. What's on your mind? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. So tell us what your goal is, what your mission, what are you out to do for the great community of Tioga?
Well, you know, Tioga will continue to grow, and as we have heard more recently, as long as 2038, we expect growth to kind of be explosive in a manner of speaking. And so my focus here is on new residents coming in and hopefully bringing their families.
This is the most important focus of the entire Bakken, isn't it? It's family, it's community, it's because by all accounts, when you have this amount of activity, even if it's shut off today, if you said, okay, we're just going to stop at the amount of wells we have right now, you know, 15 to 20 years of, Ron Ness always likes to say, every one of those wells is like a storefront, like a new business, that requires all kinds of a hustle bustle activity. We know it's not going to stop today. We know there's more added and there's, you know, 180 some odd rigs and this is going to continue to last. But what we need more than anything is for folks to be here to support that level of activity with their families, right? What do we need to get to accomplish that? What, you know, to whiteboard that out and say, okay, we want more families to be here. What do we have left to do to accomplish that, Melissa?
Well, we're looking at projected numbers of upwards 74,000 wells by 2038, and so there will be jobs here in the oil industry and in everything that supports the oil industry. So my goal in attracting families, especially here to Tioga, is to create activities and things for them to do here. You know, when the wife with the kids is in a different state and they call me and they say, what do I do when I come to Tioga? What is there to do for me and my kids? That's where I'm at. And a lot of that ties into a possible recreation center, upcoming developments. The new grocery store will help that as well. We have a lot to offer here in Tioga, but we could certainly start doing more.
How's the housing component coming along? I mean, there's a massive amount of apartments being built. You see that regularly, and obviously some developments in the townhome and single-family housing side. But update us on your housing stock, because obviously people need a place to call home, right?
That's right. And a lot of the issues that we face here in Tioga, as well as surrounding communities, is the affordable housing issue and the amount of housing that we need for the influx of people that we have coming in. And so it's an issue that we're all facing. And unfortunately, single family housing is just hard and expensive in the area. So I'm looking at working with the North Dakota Housing Incentive Fund, which will help us in 2015, hopefully, get some more affordable multifamily complexes coming in.
Affordable being the key word there. A good example is, we obviously all were a little very excited about the overwhelming support for the school bond issue.
Absolutely.
To add to the school, and then all of a sudden we get bids in at 25% higher than anticipated, and $160 a square foot more than a similar project would cost in the Valley, as an example. So how do we deal with that issue? That whether it's housing, whether it's schools, everything costs more, which means obviously the cost of living goes up considerably.
That's right, and some of that is a little bit expected in the cost of building here since it's higher. We don't have lumber yards, and supply is close by, so that obviously is going to drive the price up. There is a little bit of this Bakken surcharge that everybody seems to tack on, and some can consider it greed, some can just consider it, planning for budget expense, but it certainly continues to be an issue with contractors coming in and expecting to make quite a bit more than they would, say, in Fargo or Bismarck. So it's certainly frustrating, and I think what can be done is hopefully some breaks in housing for their crews and their employees to bring their costs down a little bit more, but it certainly is going to be a continuing issue.
Again, it's opportunity is how I see it, and you got a chance to talk to folks, from western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. If they haven't been to Tioga, if they don't know what's happening in the lay of the land right now, sell them on the opportunity that's available right now in your community, Melissa.
We are in the middle of this, Tioga especially, and as the communities around us continue to grow, Tioga is going to see some runoff from Williston area. And Williams County specifically is set to make huge strides in the oil industry and thus supporting industries. So we need businesses coming in, setting up shop here, bringing in employees and their families. And the more, housing that we get built, the more that will drive the rates down and hopefully allow for people to be living here a little more affordably. We cannot forget about our essential service employees that are not making oil field wages. Our police officers, our city hall workers, our street maintenance workers, they need to live affordably too. And the more business and the more people we bring in, hopefully will drive some of that down.
By the way, Tioga is home to the Hess operation in North Dakota, and of course that gas plant's recently been expanded. I understand, is a date been set for that grand opening coming up here pretty quick?
I'm not familiar with their grant, what date they have set for their grand opening. I do believe it's coming up.
Yeah, I can't remember who told me that, but I think it is in May at some point, but that certainly will be a momentous event. And Tioga in June will be the host of that million barrel a day celebration, rather. So that's going to be a big one, too.
That's right. That will be celebrated at Nesset Consulting. It's put on by North Dakota Petroleum Council. It's a huge accomplishment. It's for the entire state to be producing a million barrels a day at that point. So we're lucky that it's being held kind of right here in Tioga, and we get to enjoy those day's events.
How can folks get a hold of you, Melissa, if they want to find out more about all the opportunity available in Tioga?
Well, my phone number is 641-0959, and you can visit our website, which is tioganb.net, and find more information about upcoming developments as well as my contact information on there.
Melissa Cook, the new Economic Development Director in Tioga. Thanks, Melissa. Good to chat with you. We'll do it more.
Thank you so much.
20 before the hour. Let's check some sports. Middle of playoff season in the NBA and the NHL and deer season notes for 2014, so lots to cover. Dustin Moore, going to update us on that. D, how are we looking today?
Good morning, everybody. The North Dakota 2014 deer season is set with 48,000 licenses available to hunters this fall, 11,500 fewer than last year and the lowest number since 1980. Even after 5 years of reducing gun licenses, deer populations are still below management levels in most units. Hunters will be able to draw one license for the deer gun season and one for the muzzleloader season. and purchase an archery license. There is no concurrent season, and hunters cannot receive more than one license per the deer gun season. North Dakota's 2014 gun season, deer gun season, opens November 7th at noon and continues till November 23rd. Online applications for the regular deer gun, youth muzzle loader, and resident gratis and non-resident landowner seasons will be available May 5th through the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. Also, paper applications will be at vendors throughout the state by mid-May. The deadline for applying is June 4th. Well, bad weather has postponed the Twins-Dodgers game yesterday. Tuesday's series opener was postponed due to rain and cold weather. The game is scheduled to be made up Thursday as part of a day-night doubleheader. Of course, that is weather permitting, since similar weather is forecast for the Minneapolis area. Dodgers' Dan Heron will get the start against Mike Pelfrey today. The Dodgers haven't played in Minnesota in 3 years. The Twins have been off since Saturday, as Sunday's game was rained out against the Tigers, and Monday's day was a day off. Huge Game 7 tonight against Colorado for the Minnesota Wild. With Monday's 5-2 victory, it forces that big Game 7. It's the third Game 7 in the franchise history for the Wild. The Wild is 2-0 in Game 7s, both of those coming in 2003. One of them actually came against Colorado, and it actually ended Avalanche coaches Patrick Waugh's goaltending career. The home team has won all six games in the series. The Wild are 8-5 in playoff elimination games. Players to watch for the Wild, keep an eye on Darcy Kuemper, second best goals against average in the NHL right now, fourth best save percentage. Mikael Granlund and Jason Pominville each have points in four consecutive games. Zach Parise became the first player to tally 4 points in an elimination game on Monday since Chicago's Duncan Keith did it back in 2011. For the Wild, Parise has played in two Game 7s. Pominville, Heatley, and Cody McCormick have each played in one. 13 of playoff meetings between Minnesota and Colorado have been decided by one goal, including 12 of the past 15, so it's shaping up to be a fantastic game, just like all of them been throughout the series. The Wild's penalty kill ranks second in the NHL. Colorado's power play ranks 15th, and the Wild have allowed two heartbreaking shorthanded goals. The North Dakota State baseball team saw an early three-run lead slip away to in a 4-3 loss to UND yesterday. At Newman Outdoor Field, North Dakota's Taylor Peterson went 3-for-4 in an RBI to lead UND's offense. UND's pitcher pitched a complete game in his first start for North Dakota, going the full 9 innings, striking out 6, walking 2, and picking up the win to move to 1-0 overall. With the loss, the Bison fall to 15-19 overall, while UND moves to 9-20 on the season. NDSU is scheduled to return to action this Friday when they begin a 4-game Summit League series at Fort Wayne. Donald Sterling in the news. Floyd Mayweather has thrown his hat in to become the next owner of the Clippers. He's definitely got the wallet to go along with it, as he's about to make another $40 million or so with his fight on Saturday night. He might not have enough to buy it all himself, so he's looking to put together an interest group. But Floyd Mayweather, along with a few other names, have been thrown out there now for potential suitors for the Clippers ownership. And later on today, 4 o'clock Central Time, there will be the draw for post positions for the 140th running of the Kentucky Derby. That's going on this Saturday, approximate start time somewhere for the big race around 6:20 p.m. More What's on Your Mind coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
All right, we'll check weather here in a moment. It's 11 before the hour. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number to weigh in here. In the conversation with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum earlier, we were talking about this botched death penalty execution down in Oklahoma. And I made the comment that I've made before on the air that I'm not personally in favor of the death penalty. And it's something I've had a transformation on. And the reason I have is because I consider myself consistently pro-life. That if I don't believe the taking of a innocent life is a good idea, which I don't, then I also can't believe in the taking of a life of a criminal either, because it's a godlike action in my view. Here's a caller that is appalled that I would take that position. So let's let the caller have a say here. You have that, Shane?
So Scott, you don't believe in a death penalty? Well, that's kind of weird, because they always want to talk about faith and all that stuff. Well, then I guess you disagree with the Bible, an eye for an eye. I guess my question would be, what does an eye for an eye mean to you? Because an eye for an eye to me would mean that somebody kills somebody, not self-defense, but you kill somebody. To me, that means your life isn't worth a dime, and the same thing happens to you, but I guess you know better than the Bible. So I guess, according to you, the victims of all these heinous crimes and murder and everything else people that commit crimes against adults, children, and what have you, I guess they have more rights than the victims then. So, yeah, I guess another reason why I'm going to find another station, because you're ridiculous. I can't believe that they would even have you on the air. Because you obviously are just so far out there, it's wow.
All right, we end it with a wow. First of all, I'm no biblical expert, trust me. But I'll just tell you why I don't believe I'm disagreeing with the Bible. The Old Testament is what he's quoting in the eye for the eye. But the New Testament has Jesus specifically repudiating that part of the Old Testament. The part about, you know, remember the Sermon on the Mount where he's instructing and saying, turn the other cheek. And specifically references, I know what was taught then, but here's what I teach now. So I don't believe my view is at odds with the Bible at all. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons the Catholic Church is so staunchly opposed to the death penalty. So to suggest I'm phony in my faith as a result of that, I think the caller is a little bit off base. Second of all, to suggest somehow that I'm I'll give you one example. Remember the Jewish Yadin case. The death penalty was administered there. I believe that was appropriate in that particular case, even though if it was up to Scott Hinnon, I would say we should not have a death penalty because these people obviously can be incarcerated. And, the sad part of the whole Drew Shadeen thing and the Alfonso Rodriguez case is that the court system let him out and he harmed again. And actually, the church says protect society. And in the case of Alfonso Rodriguez, they let him down. So in his case, actually, you could make the argument that the church even would have supported having Drew Shadeen be prevented from that because they should have kept him in jail and they didn't, and therefore he offended. I understand it's a law. And in that case, a prosecutor and a jury was saying, here's a law. I think, in states where there is a death penalty, a governor can't say, well, I'm just going to disregard the law. I just say, philosophically, the taking of a life is not something we as humans should do. But someone that commits one of these heinous crimes, lock them up. Lock them up for life. Punish them to the fullest extent of the law, without question. Let them suffer those consequences. So, anyway, I hope that helps that caller out a little bit there, but he's not going to listen anymore. I'd rather just have a discussion about it rather than say I'm not going to listen anymore. 855-200-1776, our telephone number. And by the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer here on the 10 o'clock hour with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Those are normally busy sessions, so if you do want to get your questions or comments in on this topic or any topic, or questions for Congressman Cramer, 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Press 1, leave a message. That way you'll make sure you get your comment in there, okay? All right. Sorry, it took a little longer time than I should, so I'm going to have to whip through the weather here for you and tell you what we're looking at. For the forecast, I keep looking at the 10-day forecast because I'm looking for light at the end of the tunnel on this weather, and I'm not finding it. It is, although yesterday turned out okay when the sun finally came out. That wasn't too bad that we finally got there. So anyway, not bad at all. But let's look at the forecast here in the valley. Rain and snow showers this morning, changing to rain showers in the afternoon. 43 for a high. Winds north at 20 to 30 tonight. Rain showers this evening, mixing with snow showers overnight. Low about 38 degrees. Again, the 10-day forecast doesn't have us breaking 60 degrees. Sorry about that. And rain showers, 37 degrees with showers, 43 is where we're headed for high today. So it's not going to be too pleasant at all today. Let me tell you a little bit about how things are looking in the oil patch today before we let you go here today. And right now we're looking at 36 in Columbus, Stanley at 34 degrees, Newtown at 34 degrees, and the forecast there, cloudy, low of 33 in the patch, partly cloudy with gusty winds tonight, about 53. 10-day forecast there, same thing. Tough to break 60. That's the weather. More What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick. So why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.